Welcome to Mindful Living with Miraval on the Mrs. Green's World Radio and Podcast Network. Miraval Resort and Spa has been blessed with the most amazing team of healers, health practitioners, and wellness providers who spend their lives creating and teaching the magic of living in the moment. Today, we're going to hear some of their stories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mindful Living with Miraval Resort and Spa. This is Gina Murphy-Darling from the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Our guest for this segment of Mindful Living is none other than the truly integrated and knowledgeable thought leader on wellness, Dr. Jim Nicolai. He is the medical director of the Andrew Weil Integrative Wellness Program at Miraval. He is a well-respected author and public speaker. And Dr. Jim, I'm thrilled to be interviewing you today to talk about some points from your chapter in Mindful Living by Miraval, not surprisingly called Optimal Wellness. Welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Gina.
It is. Great to have you back. So what is integrative medicine? Let's start with that.
Yeah, you know, I think the best way to describe integrative medicine, and it would be really wonderful if everybody would just say that integrative medicine is good medicine. You know, it's the good medicine that people want to receive, that doctors want to practice, and that medicine doesn't just focus on disease. It focuses on the healing, innate healing capacity of the body. It focuses on us as more than just physical. We're mental, we're emotional, we're spiritual, we're relational, we're even energetic, and those areas need to be attended to as far as treatment is concerned. It looks at lifestyle as a prescription where we give people specific action steps in how they live as a treatment. It fosters the knowledge that a relationship between a patient and their practitioner needs to be something that has rapport, that is interrelational, and that physicians have to be a model for the kind of living that they're recommending. And ultimately, Gina, it's really all about intelligently combining the best of the conventional medical methods that we use with complementary and alternative methods.
And when you go to Miraval, there is a magic. And everybody who leaves there pretty much says that there is a magic of Miraval. And you define health and wellness as experienced at Miraval. Can you share that for this segment? How would you define the integration of health and wellness that people do get to experience at Miraval and then take it with them when they go out into the real world?
Exactly. I think the biggest thing that Miraval offers at the beginning is just time away from the pace of the world. And you can get away from all the to-do lists of your life and just simply be in this amazing place that I think has an energy unto its own. So to just be able to separate yourself from all of the concerns and distractions of real life is the first step. And then I think what we have to understand is that we want to look at health, because when you look at yourself and figure out health, what you have to understand is it's just not having a problem or not having a problem. Health is not just the absence of disease. It's really just, it's an expression of wholeness, of being balanced in that, and having the resilience to go through life. When you get knocked down, coming back up, that resilience of when the pressures of life somehow knock me off balance, I can get back up or get back into stable mode. That to me is health. Wellness is the feeling that you have when you move towards health or you have it, but then it's also a series of strategies, a series of action steps that you're doing that takes you on that journey. So I often look at health as the destination. Wellness is the feeling and the journey that you take to get there. And Miraval is all about giving you those strategies to propel you in a direction towards that health.
And it works. And things like this, having this for people to listen to over and over again, when you talk, it just calms me down. We have these very high-stressed, high-powered, supercharged lives that we're always connected. And I can't really explain the experience when the gates open and you're welcomed into, you know, the magic of Miraval. What are your thoughts on Miraval as a model would, like, in my wildest dreams, as a model for a new generation of medical treatment that would be focused on wellness and prevention, not disease and treatment.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we're always going to need a place that we go to when somehow life really knocks us down, or really where we really get sick, or we really get broken. And so I think that's the wonderful thing about conventional medicine, is it does that really well. The challenge with conventional medicine is I don't think it necessarily deals with lifestyle change, how you modify your living strategies well. And I think that's a place that Miraval, or that's one of the things that Miraval shines at. Miraval really is a lifestyle modification center. It's a place where you can go where if you're somehow feeling stalled or snagged, or feeling like you're meeting resistance in how you're living, you can begin to look into yourself, find where you're out of balance, and learn tools to begin to move you into a different direction. Whether that's stress and managing stress differently, whether that's moving your body in a different way, or dealing with how you're eating, or various different relationships that you're having that you're feeling stalled out or stuck with. To me, having an opportunity to get tools that are what I call quick and dirty, and that I've written about, that you can begin to access in a simple fashion, you can do them, they're effective, and you can take them home with you. That's what we are all about as far as teaching people when they're looking for tips.
To take away. And, you know, you talk about it, you use the expression, I believe, lifestyle is the new pill. Can you expand on that a little bit? These interviews have been so much fun and so educational for me because of the different phrases that all of you creative people at Miraval come up with that helps me put my head around it and will help our listeners. So lifestyle is the new pill. I love that.
And it just makes sense in the conversation of whenever you go to see your doctor, oftentimes you're going to get a prescription and you're going to get a pill for something to take. And what we're really talking about is a prescription for something to do that you are under control of, that it's about you taking charge of in a smart, efficient way. How do you live better? How do you sleep better? How do you relate better? How do you move better and eat better? All of those things that we do where they are a part of how we live and that impact our lives and health so much, those are the things that we want to get coaching on. And if we can begin to make subtle changes in those areas, they can affect globally how we are manifesting our health or disease. So if I can lose weight and move better and manage my stress, my sleep, my blood pressure, my cholesterol, all those things might take care of themselves and resolve, so I might not need to take the pill. That's what we're talking about when we're using lifestyle as that new prescription.
And I love that concept. Now, when people come to Miraval and they come to see you, do people, would you say the number one thing they talk about is stress and say, I'm too busy to even go to the doctor for wellness when I'm out in my, you know, the other world in which I live? When people come to you and have a full consultation, talk about some of the things that you cover and how you help people to integrate that into their lifestyle and even for the rest of their stay at Miraval.
Yeah, you know, I would absolutely tell you, Gina, that maybe 75% of the people that cross into my doorway have stress-related illness, stress-related disease. Well, remember, what we're going to talk about with stress is any perception of a threat in your life and how you react to it. So one of the things that oftentimes people will say when we're trying to define stress is, oh, my life's just busy, or I can't shut off my head. That is a disease manifestation of stress, and that impacts your life. You know, when you can't shut off the noise in your head, you can't sleep and you can't think. And in that regard, you're not at your best. So part of what we really want to be able to do is, one, get people to get clear on what they have and how it's impacting them. And then the goal is to not necessarily only get balanced while they're here, but to treat them, to give them some skills, and to help them understand how to implement them when they get back home. Because ultimately, this place is a great island, but it's only as good as you can use the skills we give you once you get back into your real world. It could be as easy as a quick and efficient way to exercise that might even take 20 to 30 minutes, or a wonderful strategy to learn how to eat a breakfast that lowers inflammation, doesn't have you chasing carbohydrate, and makes you actually energized, or a way to use simple breathing techniques that can allow you, when stress is in your face, to hijack it and not it hijack you. That's what we're talking about. And the minute you feel like you can do it, the minute you have a chance to making it happen.
And because you have what I would call an action-packed integrative approach, you fit a lot in. When people are leaving, I know that you don't say, okay, if you can only do one thing, just do this. If you could say to someone like me, the three things that you really need to integrate in your life when you leave here, and be gentle with yourself, because that's another message I think Mirabel gives. Be gentle with yourself. Don't beat up on yourself. Yep. Start over the next day. What would be the three areas, just say in mind, body, spirit, in the very short time that we have left for people to take away? Because they're not going to take away 20 things. They might retain three.
Yep. And I would say the first thing that I would want people to do is develop a practice. And what that means is do one of two things: turn off and tune in.
Love it.
Meaning we are constantly bombarded with stuff going on in our heads, and we don't have a chance to, nor do we take the time to turn off. And having some simple practice, whether that's breathing practices, journaling practices, walking practices, meditation, even if it's just 5 to 15 minutes every single day, so that you can be able to do what we do here at Miraval, and that's give an opportunity for people to look inside themselves and see where they are. Are they good? Are they not? Turning off and tuning in is the number one strategy you have to be able to develop. And the second thing is learning how to move and learning how to eat. I mean, without a doubt, if you can find a way to move regularly your body and a way to eat in a way that gives you energy, makes you feel good, reduces pain, those three things are the cornerstones of lifestyle being the pill and what you can take when you come here and get out of here.
And you talk about breathing. I mean, I think that I'm not what I would call a chronic migraine sufferer, but when I do get a migraine, I think it's because I forgot to stop breathing. And you know exactly what I mean. I don't literally stop breathing, but all of a sudden I have, you know, numerous breathless moments. So,
yeah, I think that's not just you. I think that's a whole lot of people. We aren't really taught that breathing is one of the number one skills to tuning in. And if we can just be able to learn how to make our breath fuller, deeper, more rhythmically even, that can allow us the opportunity to move into a different state where stress does not live. And I think that's one of the most important places, is when you're in a state where stress can't come in, it's nice. And so part of what we're really all about here at Miraval is giving people in a lot of different directions the opportunity to understand and to feel that state in any kind of situation, in a lot of different scenarios, whether you're on a 30-foot pole or you're in front of a 2,000-pound animal that you're trying to lift its horse or its hoof, you know, all kinds of different things, climbing a mountain, on a road bike, anything that can allow you to experience that state in a different fashion so that you can take it home with you as a memory, that's what we're looking for.
And that's the optimal wellness message that you give in your chapter and in the book and in whenever I've interviewed you. It is about thinking about what is going to be the optimal wellness moment for you. And I so appreciate that you joined us today. And I'm sure that we'll be back in touch. Thank you, Dr. Jim Nicolai, for joining us for this segment of Mindful Living with Miraval Resort and Spa. Please be sure to join us for our next segment with Janelle Lupiani, who teaches guests at Miraval all about nutrition. She'll be talking to us about just that from her chapter in the Mindful Living by Miraval entitled Nutrition for Optimal Health. We look forward to yet another opportunity to learn more about Mindful Living by Miraval. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Thanks, Jim.